Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
The catch-off here at WEEI is over. Fourier is a winner. Jermaine Wiggins, Chris Scheim, a loser. Holy mackerel. What an upset this morning over Boston College.
Massive, massive upset over at BC. Hi, Mutt. How are you? This is just, it's a day here. I was stunned by Wiggins' performance.
Stunned is the word.
Yep.
He was a minus 165 favorite, according to my line. Gave him about a 62% chance of winning. And it turned out Fourier's practice helped. He was over there a couple times. I found out working at the jugs machine. And Wiggy might be washed. Sean.
He went in there super confident. The first three, I was like, oh, Wiggy wasn't lying. He's not going to drop one. And then I think the swagger and the mental got to him, and it went downhill fast.
Yeah, I wonder if it was the crowd, you know, Courtney and Mego doing the announcing, the pressure of the situation. It's a tough look for him. I give him credit. He did not back down from talking a big game beforehand, and now he's got to live with it. And
yep.
I think it's good for you guys because now you have this to hold against him. Literally, when everything comes up about him being a great athlete, you lost to a guy who lost an eye, basically.
Literally couldn't see.
Jugs catching competition, yes.
Yeah, it's tough for Wiggy. I feel bad for the guy, but I love the guy. I'll keep riding with my guy Wiggy until the wheels fall off. But,
me too.
You know.
I would have bet him at 160 minus 165. Would have laid it. I thought
Same.
He was that much of a favorite. So if you bet on Fourier at plus 125, you won. I thought you guys did an excellent job as a show, giving the play by play.
Thank you,
all you guys at the station. Then obviously people over at BC, Mego and Courtney and the entire cast of characters, and an excellent job by Fourier. He's eclipsed $100,000 already. He's got a goal of $300,000 to raise between now and about 3:30 today. Whether he gets there or not, and I'm guessing that he will. Really good stuff by Fourier to raise money for diabetes research.
Something they're already almost up to 150,000.
And that was the number last year was 150. So they wanted to double it, and that's their goal, so they got aggressive with it. And if you've not donated listening right now, maybe you don't listen to the station during the day or maybe listen elsewhere, you can donate and help Christian Fourier's crusade for a cure. Diabetes.org/WEEI. You can check out WEEI, and I'm sure they'll post a good. Is there a video recap already up, Shine, do we know, from the feed this morning, or is that going to be later?
Oh, yeah. There's videos everywhere, especially slow-mo videos of Fourier getting hit square in the face. That can be found on Twitter. You can check out the Greg Hill account. I believe Eamon Convey was our good old camera guy there.
He's awesome.
He's the one that caught the perfect angle of it. So make sure to go check those out on Instagram and on Twitter.
Awesome.
And Fourier, not the only winner in the building.
Who was the other winner?
Your boy over here, Prince of Pucks, Mutt. We're as locked in as locked in.
Oh, you're cook. I thought you meant the other. We'll get to your bets in a second. I do want to point out, I did hear this morning that you claimed on the air, of all the producers, you have the best hands.
Oh, it's Mutt. It wouldn't even be close.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but the bar is set really low.
Very true. I don't disagree.
I went through the entire Rolodex.
Yep.
And I think it'd be a legit competition. if Tyler Devitt was still here.
Nah, Tyler I'd Devitt, kick Tyler's ass.
Tyler was a recruited college basketball.
Good athlete. For him.
And I love my producer Ben, Ryan Garvin, across
Ben's
the
a
board.
Golfer, so
our friend John Anderson, like can't catch a cold. So
he has a tough finger to deal with.
He's not involved here.
Well, so I was also thinking though, Curtis outside
is the
of
most
the
unathletic human being ever. So.
Outside of you the win. Professional athlete hosts, I could probably beat every host except Rich Keefe as well. Because he actually played wide receiver in college.
Yeah.
So he would be my toughest challenge.
If it was the actual, the bigger the size football, the worse I would be. Because I have little hands.
I do, too. I have little hands, but I have no excuse.
Elite hand eye, a legendary, first ballot Hall of Famer in beard eye.
Which is on the campus
of UCA. Like, I think we probably have an advantage having gone to a school that basically majors in beer dye.
Well, and so the professionals always tell you too, as a kid, to play as many sports as you can.
Yeah.
Growing up, that's exactly what I did. I was an athlete of baseball. I played soccer for years. I played football. I was a captain on the high school volleyball team for 2 years. I have progressed well across. I have a good base, if you will, of athletic ability that people
You've
don't quite understand.
Base.
Yeah, it's true. I do have a good base. People overlook me because I'm a bit of a hefty guy. But shockingly, I have very good hands. I was a catcher in baseball. I was a tight end in football. I got some hands.
Buddy, you are a walk. Not that you're hefty, but I've said this to people about you. You're a walking double IPA ad. Like I looked for that vest on last week. I'm like that.
Oh, you should have seen me today.
I got sucking down IPAs.
I got a blue and gold flannel on today with like the trucker hat. Like, oh, I am a walking talking ad for IPAs, but I am deceptively athletic. Not fast, but athletic in other ways.
Again, I when this gets to spring and or summer, God willing, we're all still at the station. We'll do something. I get these cold months, though. I'll admit, I'm no good in this cold weather. My hands, I get the.
Oh,
the
I can dabble.
I can't do it. So I look forward to that at some point. And my money certainly would be on you against any other producer.
Well, thank you.
At that station right now. Meanwhile, the Prince of Pucks won again last night. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Death taxes, Prince of Pucks.
Walk in, place the bets, walk out. You'll have your money in the morning.
I was set up for an excellent Celtic spot last night. No Brogdon, no Marcus Smart. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
And I was looking at the box. It's like the bench was 8 of 13 or some obscene number. I'm forgetting the number now. I was annoyed looking at the thing. There'll be a spot to bet against them where Hauser isn't elite from three and they're not – and Grant will – like it just – their bench beat me. The bench beat me. Marcus Smart out, Brogdon out. Tatum didn't play all that well. His off game is still a good game, but he was off. The flipping bench beat me, Shime. I'm not betting against the Celtics. Tell me not to do that next time. Jeez.
I warned you. I said I can't bet against this team. I can't do it. And right now it feels like just bet on the Celtics and the Bruins every single night that they play, and you're going to come out with positive money in the long run. These teams are just en fuego.
Oh. All right, so we turn the page tonight. Let's start with the Bruins, since you're on fire with the Bees.
Perfect.
Bruins in Calgary. Is it there at the Garden tonight? Or are we on the road?
No, it is at the Garden tonight.
Nice.
Linus Ullmark likely to get the start in net for the Bruins.
Give us some winners, please.
Yeah, so right off the bat, the pick that I'm locking in immediately is going to be the Bruins on the puck line. They are the most profitable team on the puck line this season, while Toronto is the least profitable. And so I want the Bruins laying the 1.5 at minus 120. Now, That's the one bet I'm confident I'm walking in, placing it, walking out. We're gonna cash on that one. The other bet I want to make that I've been kind of toying with all morning: Linus Ullmark getting the start in net tonight for the Bruins has under a 2 goals against average on the season, and the Flyers have lost 4 straight. They've only scored more than 2 goals in those 4 games, I believe twice. One of which was overtime. One of they only scored 2 goals. The other they only scored 1 goal in each. So tonight, I think one of the plays I want to make is actually the Philadelphia Flyers team total under 1.5.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Under 1.5 at plus 160. I think Ullmark is probably going to hold this team under 2 goals just because of A, how well he has played this season. B, they had a lot of rest. They had a few days rest here, so he is fresh and ready to go. So it is currently likely Linus Ullmark starts. If he is confirmed the starter, I want to place under 1.5 goals for the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at plus 160.
Uh, going to write this down. All right, so I'm writing these down so when I go to New Hampshire later. So yep. Give us again, go ahead.
So Bruins on the puck line, so yep. -1.5, -120. And then if Ullmark confirmed starter, I want the under Philadelphia team total 1.5.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's +160.
If
Ullmark is starting. Yeah, I have to put the if there because if it's Kincaid, I don't want to make that bet because I don't necessarily trust that he's going to hold them under two goals.
And
if
I said Calgary, that was last Thursday. I don't know why Calgary's still in the brain. I think, you know what? Now I think someone in our, I know why, a producer who wrote trending copy was definitely, I definitely said Flames 4 times on Tuesday or Wednesday on the show. That definitely happened now that I think about it. Flyers 7 o'clock. So Bruins in the puck, 60 minutes.
Yep.
And under 1.5 Flyers goals if Ullmark's in net.
Yeah, and if you're just looking for something to tack onto a parlay, always feel good about the Bruins money line. If you're making a parlay on Thursday Night Football tonight, you want a little extra leg, you can make on DK, you can make those crossover parlays.
Yep.
Tack on the Bruins money line. It's -340, so again, it's just like an add-on to a parlay, but
okay.
They are 9-0 at home. They are not going to lose this game tonight, especially if Linus Ullmark is in net. There's no shot they lose. So
wow. You sound confident in this one tonight.
Yeah, I'm very confident in this one. I'm even more confident in this than I was last night, and we went 2-0 last night on Tage Thompson and the Senators over 3.5. So
absolutely crushed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushed it. So you got the Bruins tonight, Celtics off until tomorrow. And he got a decent, at least on paper, Thursday Night Football game, Shine. I have no updated information for you on the Patriots. I don't know if your opinion has changed at all. I know your big bet right now on the Patriots would be on the over in that game. Any changing opinion, developing opinion on Patriots-Jets Sunday 1 o'clock?
Not at the moment. No, I'm still going over. The Patriots are, 3.5? Is that... Have they been 3.5? It was 3 earlier this week, wasn't it?
It's been 3 all week.
Yeah, so if you like the Jets, 3.5 is now the time to get back in. I'm still on the over 38 here. It seems to be staying.
Did you get 38 yesterday?
No, I did not. I got 38.5, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I still liked over 38.5. 38 is now a better number. So if you're wanting to bet the over.
I'm surprised it went down again. I mean, I'm surprised that, you know, given these two offenses that the number moved again. I thought you got a really good number at 38.5.
Yeah, I'm excited about 38.5. I am also confident in 38. I'm going to go back tonight. I'll probably play a same game parlay or two just for a little pizza money. And I can assure you I will be placing an over bet within those same game parlays.
So last Thursday, I loved the under in a rainy Thursday Night Football game outside Carolina and Atlanta. I don't love it, but the under is still the play, Shime.
Yeah, it feels like it.
They don't want to play fast.
The Titans want to run.
Dodgers. The Packers got sped up because they were in chase mode.
Yep.
Against Dallas last week. It's not going to be like that. They're going to be two teams that want to run the football and maintain the clock. Like this is a classic 20-13 game tonight. First and foremost, I want to be on the under anywhere near this 40 total between now and kickoff tonight.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to play it. I have some player props I like. I don't have a feel on the game or the total. I like where you're at with the under, but I don't personally have a strong feeling on either. I just got a couple player props I like tonight.
Well, I'll give you the player prop that stands out. I'll make sure it's still there. Because I think there has been some overreaction to what Christian Watson did last week.
Yep.
In my opinion, so
his number is 42.5 right now.
Yeah, it's just it's too high. The guy you should bet is the 48.5 on Alan Lazard. I mean, he's the go-to guy for Aaron Rodgers. The Tennessee Titans are the number one heading into Week 11. All of a sudden, the number one rush defense DVOA in the NFL, which is what Vrabel's team do. They get better as the year goes on. They're number one against the run. They're very tough to run on. I don't think that Dylan and Jones are going to have a field day. I think they have to throw the football. And the Titans have given up fifth most receiving yards to wide receivers this year.
Wow.
They've given up 1,700 receiving yards. Only team given up more, Ravens, Steelers, Vikings, Falcons. This is the wide receivers only, so this goes just to the stat we're talking about. They've given up 1,700 yards to receivers this year, fifth most in the NFL. Receptions, 124, ninth most in the NFL. Touchdowns, given up 10. That is, again, 11, I'm sorry, fourth most in the NFL. 100-plus yard games against Tennessee Titans, you can do that as well. So I'm going to three of those on the year. So I'm going to be over 40.5 receiving yards for Alan Lazard. That is my favorite prop by far with the under. Now you tell us what prop bet you like here, Christian.
So the first one you're going to laugh at me for.
Do not do Aaron Rodgers over rushing yards.
No. I want to bet on a guy by the name of Chigozie-Em Okonkwo.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. They call him Chig Okonkwo. He is the tight end for the Tennessee Titans. He actually, in the last couple games, has had two catches for 41 yards, three catches for 48 yards. His total tonight is only 10.5. They have started incorporating him more into this offense, especially because Tannehill and, at the time, Malik Willis against the Chiefs want to check down. They don't want to attack down the field. That's just not what they do. They want to possess the ball. Chig Okonkwo is open in the middle of the field because nobody covers him, because nobody knows who he is. And so 10.5 to me is too easy, so I want the over on 10.5 for Okonkwo.
Would you use some alt lines there? I'll bump it up a little bit.
I would. I would even, like, in a same game parlay, even maybe bump that up to, like get it, like, 19.5. I think would be the ceiling for me there.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, so you can get some good plus money on that. The other bet that I like as well, A.J. Dillon had a pretty good week last week. He had like 60 yards against the Dallas Cowboys. Yep. I want to fade A.J. Dillon this week, so I'm going to go under 32.5 rushing yards for A.J. Dillon at minus 110. I think that this is Tennessee's run defense has been very, very good. I think this is going to have to be an Aaron Jones, maybe Aaron Jones check down kind of game, because I don't think they're going to have a lot of success running the football in this game. So I'm going to go with the A.J. Dillon under 32.5 rushing yards.
All right, so we have similar thesis here. Green Bay is going to have a tough time running. We want to see some so you're going to fade their running game. I'm going to, instead of fade the running game, I'm going to try to accentuate Lazard, who before last week was by far their number one wide receiver. I mean, Watson, to his credit, had a big game. The first time he drops a ball tonight, Rodgers going right back to Lazard.
Yep.
So 48.5 seems low to me. I'm back in on Lazard tonight, and I will certainly be focusing on him in the one-game slates as it relates to daily fantasy. Anything else on Thursday Night Football here, Christian? I mean, give us two hockey bets, or potentially two hockey bets, depending on how Mark starts. Player props for Thursday Night Football. Interesting game. Anything else for the people on this cold Thursday across?
Yeah, there's one NFL future bet I wanted to discuss with you that I saw yesterday.
Oh, how do you do? Future
yes.
bets. Okay.
So you and I were talking yesterday about Justin Fields and his success in the running game.
Sure.
And I went and looked just because I was curious. To finish the season with the most rushing yards, Justin Fields right now is 30-1. Now, the reason he's so far back in the odds is because he's like 150 yards away from Saquon Barkley, or even closer to 200 yards away from Saquon Barkley, and Saquon Barkley has a game on him. But over the last few games, since they have actually started running Justin Fields consistently, he has averaged about 111 yards a game.
Oh, it's been unbelievable.
So I did some math. I did out some math. If you take what he has averaged over the last five games, I believe it was, and then push that through the rest of the season. And I even accounted for a bit of regression. So instead of averaging 111, I accounted for 100 yards a game.
Yep.
If Fields averages 100 yards a game over the next seven games, he's going to end the season with 1,450 rushing yards. Is there a chance that Saquon Barkley, over the next seven games, or eight games, I believe he has actually, averages under 75 rushing yards and isn't able to beat Justin Fields down the stretch?
I haven't looked at their game. I would have to. First thing I would do is look at their games.
So, yeah, so I did
map that out and look at the DVOA against the run. I would look at rushing yards allowed by the teams the Chicago is going to face here in the second half of the year. If they had a bunch of divisional games, Shime, I'd be concerned, because second time around, divisional games, as we know, tend to lean under because you've seen a team already once. So this, I'm doing back of the napkin, you know, reaction to this question.
Yep.
And the odds are 30-1. So if you told me it was a pizza money bet, fine. If you were betting real money on this, I would push back on. I think the Giants are going to be in it longer than the Bears. And like Saquon is their offense. Like I think there's a chance is it crazy to think, like, the Bears just scored 29 points or more in three straight games and lost all three. They get towards the end of the year, Shime, and they're out of it. They're not a playoff team. And Eberflus is like, you know, I'm not saying bench Justin Fields, but we're not going to be as aggressive in the running game. Those are my concerns would be, I think the Giants will be in it, and Saquon's not going anywhere. And they could easily recognize he's a franchise quarterback, Fields in this case, and not run him full throttle. Like they can, I'm sure they can go to him and say, "You're playing today. You're starting. We just need you to be more careful in the running game. You know, we're eliminated from playoff contention. We're thinking about the future. He'll start thinking about the future." So those are my two main concerns. Talent's not the concern. The scheme they're running right now is not the concern. So if you told me, like, he's got to average that the rest of the way, sure, by the way, there's probably a spike week. I mean, the team they're playing this week in particular,
the Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons are terrible against the run. Both him and David Montgomery, like, there's going to be a lot of cash teams in daily fantasy that are going to start with those two players and say, I'm going to get a combined 250 yards rushing and three touchdowns between these two, and I'm just going to get out of the way because Atlanta sucks out loud against the running game.
Oh, and they still have the Lions to play, by the way, in Detroit. So he's going to have another 100-plus rushing yards in that game as well. And so, like, that's kind of my thought is there's a couple games in here where he could easily have spike weeks. And you look at the Giants' schedule, they have the Cowboys, Commanders, Eagles, Commanders, Vikings, Colts, and Eagles. The only two non-division games they have are the one-loss Vikings and the Indianapolis Colts, who the one thing they've done well all season is be good against the run. So I looking at the schedule and then looking at how well Justin Fields has played as of late, I just thought the 30-1 is just really friendly odds.
I hear you, but you're focusing on the wrong guy on this list. The guy you should be worried about is Derrick Henry. Like I would be much more worried about Derrick Henry because this is what they do. Remember, you get to November, December, and Vrabel. Did you see the video a couple weeks ago? I forget who they beat. And they went into the locker room, and Vrabel's like, you know what the difference is between us and everyone else? We have expletive Derrick Henry. Like, they are going to feed him like crazy in the next 2 weeks, 2 months, because they're still in it. So to me, I'd be much more worried about Henry beating me than I would be Fields. But on this list, people that aren't looking at it like I am, Barkley, Henry, Chubb, Jacobs, Pierce, Fields. Then after that, Aaron Jones, Dalvin Cook, Travis Etienne. Like, I wouldn't be worried about any of those guys behind him. It would be one with a bullet, Derrick Henry, two, Saquon Barkley. And then after that, like, Pierce is a rookie. He's going to hit a rookie wall, Damon Pierce. Josh Jacobs, who the hell knows?
He's slowed down massively of late.
Yeah, and we'll see how Josh plays. They could be in a position where they're tanking too. We're trying to get the number one spot, so we'll see how aggressive they are. And Nick Chubb still splits time. Like, Nick Chubb also, like, he's the one in here, like, yards per carry. He's got to be leading. He's only
he's 5.7 yards per carry.
He's 38 carries behind Barkley, but he's only 27 yards behind Barkley.
Yeah.
So his efficiency is just outrageous.
Off the charts. Yeah, I agree.
Actually, now that I'm looking at it now, Henry, Chubb, Saquon in that order would be my three worries and concerns. And then obviously there's the shut down Fields, quarterbacks, obviously more percentage chance they get hurt. Whatever that chance is, it's certainly slightly better than they're probably similar to a running back. I don't want to say it's like more likely that he's going to get hurt versus one of these running backs, because running backs get hurt all the time too. So at 30-1, yes. What were the odds on Derrick Henry?
Plus 225.
So 2-1.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's 2-1. Barkley is just shy of 3-1. Chubb is 3-1.
And Fields is 30-1.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what the whole reason I liked it.
Against each other. Yeah. Again, I mean, you've like just, me to put a couple bucks on.
Like the way he's running right now, the efficiency he has had, the possible spike games he can have down the stretch here, the difficult schedule a guy like Saquon's going to have. Derrick Henry's already at 202 carries, by the way. So
But doesn't matter. But for him, I can go back and check his carry logs. Doesn't matter. They just feed the guy.
I understand that, but at the same time, like, he got hurt last year.
Yep. That's true.
I guess there's
a favorite. I think he's him and Barkley are 1-1 won it for the comeback player of the year award.
Yeah. So that lingers in my head of a possible injury to either of these guys. And so, like, I felt like 30-1. I had to bring it to you and see how you felt about it.
At 30-1, it's definitely playable. And so I'll play devil's advocate myself. Yes, they could shut him down and tell him to calm down late in the year when they're well out of it. Right. That could happen. I've also seen coaches do stupid things like, hey, Justin, let's get you the rushing leader title for the year.
Yeah.
Like that exists, and the Bears don't seem like a real smart organization at times. So you could also get the push of, like, let's say he goes nuclear against Atlanta this weekend and gets to, like, 20 yards behind one of these guys. Then the Bears start thinking, huh, can we get Fields to be the leading rusher in the NFL this year? How great would that be? And by the way, it means jack shit.
Yep.
But these
guys, but it makes them look good a little bit.
Matt Rhule a year ago, one of my favorite NFL coaching stories ever. Matt Rhule challenged Sam Darnold to rush for 78 yards in a game, just a random number, and he got hurt and hurt his hip trying to chase that number late in the game. So coaches are stupid, teams are stupid. So factoring in that aspect of it, 30-1 is very appetizing for pizza money. Absolutely. I would not talk you off that bet. If you told me, hey, I'm betting 25% of my bankroll on this, I'd say an idiot. But, you know, whatever. I mean, who knows? I don't know. Your pizza money might be down. Your pizza money unit might be down after your roulette episode this past weekend. But I would say yes, pizza money bet. And it's also a fun bet, too. So you're rooting against one of those athletic quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, for me, this is a $10 bet to win $300. That's kind of where my head's at.
Because he can't win the MVP, right?
No, absolutely not. And that's why, I'm not betting on him to win an MVP. We talked about this yesterday. There's no shot he can be in the conversation. Because even if they sneak into the playoffs, his team still won't be good enough for him to get an MVP vote. So that's why I look at this and I'm like, oh, this is far more achievable, and it's a very juicy number.
Yeah, and by the way, he's 250-1. So the market knows, too, he can't win the MVP. Mm-hmm. He can't. One other thing I want to look at while you're talking about this. I'm actually surprised. Like, I thought there was a chance, given his rushing total, to be low. He's 80-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year?
Yeah. Also, yeah, so the other question I have, too, is why is Tyreek Hill not the favorite to lead the league in receiving yards?
I've not looked at the numbers you tell me about how far. Where
Justin
is
Jefferson is plus 150. Tyreek Hill is 2-1. Like, Tyreek Hill has almost 100 yards on this guy and, like, has been electric in almost every single game.
Does he have one more game in hand? I didn't look.
Ooh, that may be why. Hold on, let me check.
Tyreek Hill's also on 81 catches versus 69 for Jefferson. So he's I'm trying to see here.
But again, Tyreek Hill just gets funneled targets.
Well, I think what also happened was that catch. There's narratives. When you make a catch of the year, catch of the decade, narrative.
Both teams have had their bye. Minnesota in week 7, and then Miami a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, I think Kupp is out of it now with the injury. So cross line through him. It's one of those, please say, plus 150 and 200?
Yeah.
Huh. I would agree with you on that. I would tend to agree. I'm surprised by that.
Okay.
Comeback player.
I'll have to look at that.
Saquon Barkley, minus 115. Geno, minus 110. Derrick Henry's 20-1. What if Derrick Henry wins the rushing title? It's also a narrative award, too. And he did give us some time at the end of last year.
Yep.
This is it's a fun exercise, Shime. I'm glad you put us onto this.
Thank you.
And I think you should take full credit for it. For $5 or $10, you get to root for one of the more fun quarterbacks to watch in the NFL right now.
And especially for anybody out there who has him on their fantasy team, it's just more reason to root for him. Toss $5 on him to win 150. Like, you take that payout every single time, and you get to root for an extremely likable and fun player.
All right, so when you're looking at this, Shine, because we're talking about DraftKings real quick, where do people find this in the DraftKings app?
So if you go to the NFL tab in the DraftKings app, there's a bar at the top that starts with, I think it's game lines, quick SGP. Scroll right on that.
What tab are you looking for there?
So you're looking for the player futures tab.
Okay.
And then it'll pop up another menu, and you want to look for most rushing yards. And that is where it will be.
Yeah, I mean, 30-1 is a very, 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 very fair price when you're looking for just some fun money. Because you can start to eliminate some of these guys here on this list.
Mm-hmm.
But those top three in Henry, Barkley, and Chubb in some order, like that
would be tough to topple, right? And that's why he's 30-1, but you're getting the value for it.
You're getting paid for it, right?
Yep, exactly.
That's really interesting.
Like, I'm just saying, like, for anybody out there who has been listening to the Prince of Pucks, you want a couple extra bucks at some point because of these games. If you win tonight, say you win tonight with the Bruins, just take those winnings, stick it on Justin Fields. Just a little portion of those winnings, stick it on Justin Fields.
You could also, by the way, put a couple bucks on him to throw the most picks this year. He's 18-1, which that could happen too.
Yeah, true. You can also do that for Mac Jones. I think he's like 15.
He's also 18-1.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I literally had like a stop. I had to get out of here at 10:40, and this was so interesting, I blew right through it. So I need to go. Subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. We are not back tomorrow, Shime.
Nope.
We're off on Friday. We are going to do a full video and audio podcast, props and picks, Saturday morning. Do we set a time? Can we say 10:30? Does that work for you?
10:30 works splendidly.
10:30 to about 11:15 gets me, help me to get my son to a birthday party and a basketball. So that will be chef's kiss great. So
perfect, because we'll I have Thanksgiving at my father's at 1. So.
Oh, how do you do a little early Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, every year.
And we had a full, as we said, if you missed the show yesterday, go back and listen. At the end of the show, we talked about we're going to do a lot of shows Thanksgiving week, folks. You're not going to miss any of these picks. Subscribe, rate, review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. Shime, we'll talk Saturday morning live on Twitch for a live podcast, props and picks, 10:30 a.m. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, buddy.
Can't wait, Mutt. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.